Let's talk a little bit about the patient who presents with synchronous primary metastatic disease, both in terms of non-protocol management as well as the new C10 study that's going to look at that.
Yeah, I encourage the surgeons out there, because surgeons are going to see these individuals and the gastroenterologists who may see them first, those individuals who have an asymptomatic primary colon cancer with unresectable distant disease be placed on C10. I think it's a very, very important practical question whether that primary needs to be removed or not.
Can you talk about exactly what C10 is going to look at?
Yeah, C10 is a phase 2 trial. It's going to take patients who present with an asymptomatic primary colon cancer found on endoscopy, and they have unresectable distant metastasis, lung, liver, combination of the two. As you have seen from the data, the majority of those patients across the United States are getting their primary colon cancer resected with issues related to morbidity with that operation. This trial asked the question, or looks at the hypothesis, that by treating those patients with 5-FU-based chemotherapy and bevacizumab, that you don't have to remove the primary colon cancer. You can save those patients an operation. And I think that's a very provocative and very practical question, since about 60% of these patients in SEER data are getting their primaries removed. So this is a phase 2 trial. It's a Simon design so that the first several patients will be looked at to make sure that we don't have problems with toxicity. And then it's calling for 80 or 90 patients to answer this question.
And so the patients are going to get, I think it's actually FOLFOX plus bevacizumab. I guess one of the issues there is the fact that if they need surgery, you're going to have to wait for the bevacizumab to wash out a little bit. So I guess that'll affect the selection of patients.
Yeah, I think, and we'll see how that goes as the protocol begins to accrue. But that certainly is an important question, because you have that issue. Now there may be times too where you can't wait, especially if a patient's perforated. You're not going to wait 6 to 8 weeks for that scenario. But yes, that's something that will be monitored throughout the course of this particular trial.
What do we know about the impact of systemic therapy on primary lesions?
Well, that'll be interesting also, because we don't know what the effect is. And with agents like oxaliplatinum now and irinotecan, or the three agents along with the targeted agent of bevacizumab, I think that this will be also very interesting. The primary tumor may never become a problem for the patient. The primary tumor itself may respond to this. So this is another endpoint that we will certainly be looking at.
I've asked medical oncology investigators about this, and all of them have a couple patients in their practice like that who had great responses in the primary lesion. What's your experience been? Have you had patients treated that way?
Yeah, I have. I actually, in the 5-FU leucovorin era, actually saw individuals with both colon and primary rectals who had dramatic responses to their primary. So this is not anything new, Neil. I think what we're hoping for is to see more of that with these new agents now.
And it's interesting, too, that at least with this initial phase 2 study, you're actually not even looking at or focusing on response rates, or you're looking at complications, local complications.
Yeah, this is an event rate. The primary aim here are the event rates. And the primary aim is to look at the incidence of obstruction, perforation, fistula formation, hemorrhage, all of those requiring surgery. But the secondary aim is to also look at those potential complications where the patient may not require surgery, but they need hospitalization. So this is a little unusual in terms of the primary and secondary aims of this phase 2 trial, correct?
Yeah, it's very interesting. So let's say you get through this study, you see that the patients respond well, very low rates of local complications. What do you think the next step would be?
I think if that's indeed the case, we always talked about this trial as the beginning of perhaps phase 3 of removing the primary versus not removing the primary. But if we see just what you said, and it's pretty significant, I don't think we'll have to do a phase 3 trial. And I think we can probably state that if a patient presents with an asymptomatic primary with colon, not rectum now, this is just colon, with unresectable distant disease, you don't have to worry about removing the primary. You can save that patient an operation.
And I guess for the medical oncologist, because an analogous situation would be breast cancer presenting with primary metastatic disease. And to the medical oncologist, the breast lesion is just another indicator, another lesion that's being treated. Same issue, kind of keeping an eye on things and making sure it sort of doesn't get out of control locally.
Yeah, and I think the other thing in this phase 2 trial, the NOSCARS trial, is there probably going to be a small number of patients, and we'll monitor this also, who present with unresectable disease but get their chemotherapy, and guess what? Now their liver disease is turning resectable. Well, I think those patients deserve the benefit of the doubt, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of those patients getting resection of both their primary and their distant disease. So it'll be interesting to see what percentage of those patients we'll see.